Welcome back to the roundtable. Hey, the fun drive's over. We ended the fun drive just before 11 o'clock this morning, and it was quite a barn burner. And we thank each and every one of you. The show must go on. So what we wanted to do in this time, in this hour of the roundtable, is to spotlight the various organizations that partnered with us and to tell us about the great work that they do and the great work that our listeners helped support this particular fund drive, and we're absolutely thrilled with the results. We talked about those, Selma Kaplan, I give full credit for coming up with the, we're basically helping three of the seven mercies of food, clothing, and shelter. We just talked about the food, so let's talk about the clothing aspect, and that is diapers. And this was a diaper drive, and I cannot tell you, I was just speaking to Natasha, who I will officially introduce here in a second, but just talking to her before we came on the air about seeing people give $5,000 and just sheets and sheets, because each $100 donation is a sticker, and there's just there's a whole sheaf of papers with just stickers on it, and it's for our bookkeeping, but it's really amazing and just sort of gut-wrenching at the same time. Natasha Prinick is the executive director of the Food Pantries of the Capital District. It is a great pleasure always to have her. She's a dear friend of the radio station. She's a dear personal friend, and I am thrilled to have her here and talk about the programs that we have helped support. Good morning. How are you?
I am excited. This is such an exciting time to be here in the studio with you.
Well, you were here for the end, and congratulations. Boy, it's been great. I tell you, if you want to make the phones ring, say that you're going to try to help young mothers and children with diapers. And I think everybody understands that, and everybody understands the need, and people came out for it, and it was just a blessing. Our thanks to the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation. The way this worked is someone would call in, give $100 to us. That would trigger the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation to make sure that a month's worth of diapers and appropriate supplies would go to you. Speak a little bit, Natasha, about diapers being a part of the food pantry, because you wouldn't think of them necessarily, but as you've told me, that's one of the best sellers when people come to the food pantries.
People, when we think about a food pantry, what do we think of? Canned food.
Right.
But people who are going to food pantries need many of their basic needs, including every year there's more than 1,600 infants and young children whose families are seeking assistance. And many of the pantries are able to provide diapers and formula. What's interesting, people don't realize there aren't any federal programs that provide diaper support. And what happens is people resort to reusing used disposable diapers and other things, or they're, you know, going without or using cloths, which causes health problems for the little ones, you know, diaper rash, and it's unsanitary. And so we're able to, the Food Pantries for the Capital District is actually considered a diaper bank, and we distribute the diapers for free to the 64 food pantries in our coalition in the region, and they distribute more than 100,000 diapers every year right here in our community to help out.
So 100,000, there's two ways of looking at that. Oh, my God, 100,000 diapers, it's amazing you can do that. That's wonderful that you can do that. Oh, good Lord, that is a lot of people who need help, isn't it?
People are, I think we're shocked when we look at the numbers of people in need. And while, you know, relating diapers to food insecurity, it's the same people struggling with food that need the diapers. And so if you think about it, there's more than 1 in 10 people in our own community, and it's a national trend. It's not just here, but it is here too. More than 1 in 10 people are struggling with having adequate resources for food. And with that comes, you know, hygiene products, diapers, all of the things that you have when you open your own pantries and shelves at home.
And we talked about this during the drive, and I think it was you who originally planted the seed in my head of the way of thinking about this, that often people are forced to make a choice, which is, okay, am I going to eat? Do I get the diapers? Do I pay my rent? I mean, that's the sort of horrible decision you're left to make.
Yeah, it's hard. Exactly what you said. People make tough choices and go without And so we're so fortunate for the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation and for WAMC and all of the listeners who contributed towards the diaper part of this drive. We're just amazed at the generosity in this community. And there's still lots more work to be done, but this really helps one big chunk of our diaper need.
I also want to say, and I know you won't mind me saying this, but because we've talked about it, but you know, there are wonderful diaper programs in the Berkshires and the Hudson Valley and elsewhere. And you know, good Lord, if you go support them, they need the help too. And so we just were so lucky that we have these organizations that are out there that are doing this. And this was an opportunity presented to us. And of course, we wanted to partner with both the Fox Foundation and the food pantries of the Capital District. Your area is huge. You have 64 food pantries now, 4 counties. What happened? When did you explode and grow?
We are grateful. We are grateful for the opportunity to serve so many amazing food pantries in the area. As we've been growing our capacity to do more, we've been able to support more pantries. And we support the pantries by providing funding for food. We deliver millions of pounds of food. Yeah. We have our diaper program, a lot of service coordination, and we refer people to pantries in the region. So we're here to support the network of pantries and the 47,000 people who seek food assistance from them each year.
Is there a, when you think of this, the being a diaper bank, you said 100,000 diapers?
More than 100,000 diapers a year we distribute.
About how many children are we serving?
Well, through our program, it's about 1,600 children.
Wow.
Yeah. So 1,600 children.
Now, and what is the crossover? I assume that there is great crossover between the people who are using the food bank or using the food pantries and using the diaper bank.
Yes. So the diaper bank is essentially, we are the diaper bank.
Right.
And the pantries, the diapers are distributed through the pantries. So if someone's in need, or maybe there's someone listening right now who is struggling and could use an extra help, if they call us at 518-458-1167, we can refer them to the food pantry that serves their neighborhood. And most of the pantries in our coalition will provide diapers. If not, we can get that diaper assistance to them directly.
And that's an amazing thing and a resource to have in our community. When you look, it seems to me that, as I mentioned to you at the beginning, people can so relate to children, of wanting to help children. And you see this every day of the number of kids. Is that number growing?
The numbers are growing in our coalition, and we don't have our final 2017 stats yet, and I'll look forward to share those with you. But one of the things we've learned, though, relating to families and children, is we did a survey last year with Siena College, and we found that a significant number of parents who are visiting food pantries for assistance reported that they're still having to skip their own meals in order to give their children the food. So I think we're trying to help the children. Even the families themselves are giving what they have to help their own children and going without within their own family. So the need is so great. You know, we try to do what we can to maximize the resources and the generosity in the community to get it out there to all of the people in need.
Well, give the web address so people can find out more information about the food pantries for the Capital
Sure.
District.
We're at thefoodpantries.org. It's thefoodpantries.org, or our number is 518-458-1167, and we'd be happy to be a resource for anyone in need or wanting to learn more.
One of the great pleasures of doing this job is I get to work with you. I get to work with your fantastic staff, and we all get along, don't we? We have a great time, and you have been so kind and so pleasant to us, and we love this relationship. We love that we can help in this way, and of course, a huge thank you to the Fox Foundation as well as to the listeners who make it possible. Natasha Pernicka, thank you so much for being with us, and again, thank you for the great work you do each and every day.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Great
thank
pleasure.
You.
Thank you.